to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Zambia Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletics label, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zn. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines: Indian couple loses cash and property after being attacked by former employee. Milemu Cemetery's high cost section closed due to full capacity. And in global news, Russia complicating end to war, Zelensky says, as Trump pursues peace deal. The Phoenix FM News. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into an aggravated robbery case in which two Indian nationals, Abhay Guja and his wife, Pooja Guja, were attacked by their former employee, Ezekiel Zimba, and three unidentified accomplices armed with machetes and screwdrivers. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha has confirmed the incident that occurred on August 15, 2025 at the victim's residence in Lusaka's Olympia area, where the assailants stole $1,200, 2,000 kwacha, and property valued at 48,759 kwacha. Ms. Kaitisha says brief facts of the matter are that on the material day between 19 hours and 19:30 hours, the suspect entered the premises of his former employer, where he found Mr. Guja's wife and demanded to see her husband, claiming he needed to collect his money but was informed that it was late and was advised to return the following day. She has explained that the suspect then requested a piece of paper and a pen, claiming he needed to write down Mr. Guja's phone number, which he said he had lost, and that as Ms. Guja entered the house, the suspect followed her inside, grabbed both her hands and began harassing her, threatening to kill her if she did not produce her husband. Ms. Kaitisha says it was at this point that three unidentified men armed with machetes and screwdrivers forced their way into the house, and that the noise awoke Mr. Guja, who rushed to the sitting room, where he was immediately subdued by the assailants, hitting him with a machete, and was dragged to the bedroom, where the attackers demanded money, threatening to kill him if he did not comply. She says the assailant sped off with some money and several electronic items and accessories comprising an iPhone 16 Pro Max, iPhone 8 Plus, Samsung Galaxy M33, Toyota RAV4 vehicle keys, and a hard drive, all valued at 48,759 kwacha.
The report was made by Mr. Abhay Guja, a 37-year-old Indian national residing in Olympia, Lusaka. Mr. Guja was attacked and robbed of $1,200, 2,000 kwacha cash, and property valued at 48,759 by his former employee, Ezekiel Zimba, in the company of three unidentified accomplices armed with machetes and screwdrivers. Police officers who rushed to the scene recovered a screwdriver believed to have been used during the robbery. The Zambia Police Service strongly condemns this brutal attack and assures the public that all individuals involved will be pursued and brought to justice.
Chief Mokikile of the Bemba people of Mukumbi Chiefdom in Shuangandu district of Muchinga province has taken a firm stance against illegal mining in his chiefdom and has pledged to supplement government efforts in regulating the vice. Chief Mokikile is concerned about the growing harm illegal mining activities are causing to the environment and local communities. The traditional leader, through the Munkwikile Chieftain Trust, has condemned the illegal mining operations, stating that they are polluting rivers, destroying forests and damaging the natural ecosystems. Chief Munkwikile is further concerned that this is negatively affecting the livelihood of the local people, whom he said entirely depend on the destroyed ecosystem for their daily survival. He has, however, commended government, particularly the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, for responding quickly to the situation in his chiefdom.
Government is currently processing artisanal license, artisanal and small-scale license. Issuance of these licenses will lead to formalized mining that will ensure strict adherence to mining, safety and environmental regulation. The current scenario where people are conducting mining activities without licenses has led to pollution of our main rivers, namely Lukalashi, Mansha and the Chambeshi. As you know, Lukalashi flows in Mansha and Mansha flows in Chambeshi. This will go downstream all the way to where the rivers flow. So this is the situation that is obtaining on the ground here in Kwikili Chieftain.
The Luansha Municipal Council has announced the immediate closure of the high-cost barrier section of the Luansha Old Wing Cemetery, commonly known as Milemu, after it reached full capacity. Council Public Relations Manager Gideon Tole says the local authority has since designated a new high-cost barrier site located near the Antelope Sports Field. Mr. Tole says residents seeking to access this new barrier ground are required to submit formal barrier applications to the council. He has clarified that the closure of Milemu Cemetery does not affect the low-cost and children's barrier sections, which remain operational. Mr. Tole has since appealed for public cooperation as the council works to maintain order and dignity in the management of barrier sites across the district.
As Luansha Municipal Council wish to officially announce to members of the general public that the Luansha Old Wing Cemetery, high cost area popularly known as Milemu, has reached full capacity and shall no longer be used for burials with immediate effect. Residents are therefore advised to submit burial applications for the designated high cost cemetery adjacent to Antelope Sports Field. The council has ensured that this site remains ready and available for public use.
Community Action Against Corruption has described the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC stance that it does not aim to fill up correctional facilities as a sign of failure in the fight against corruption. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo says remarks attributed to DEC Director General Nathan Banda signal a weak approach to combating grand corruption and risk sending an encouraging message to high-profile looters. Mr. Tembo has noted that treating corruption primarily through asset forfeiture and cancelling without robust investigations, arrests and prosecutions undermines efforts to hold perpetrators to account. He says it is not surprising that the Commission has taken such a stance, as it explains the recent decline in successful anti-corruption outcomes nationally. Mr. Tembo is urging law enforcement agencies to prioritize criminal investigations, transparent prosecutions and meaningful penalties, so that public funds unlawfully diverted are both recovered and those responsible face criminal sanctions.
We wish to challenge Nelson Banda to clearly tell the Zambians which country in this world managed to bring corruption under control by allowing only forfeiture of assets and allowing criminals to go scot-free. Mr. Banda's statement does not fit well in the equation of serious corruption fight. And that statement, when it comes to an institution which is mandated to fight corruption, it is a clear indication that our institutions that are mandated to fight corruption are slowly resigning and surrendering to the corrupt people. Because what Mr. Banda should understand is the fact that corrupt people, they fear more going to prison than forfeiture of the looted assets from the Zambians.
Governance expert and human rights advocate Wesley Mianda has dismissed the 2024 U.S. Human Rights Report's concerns about alleged arbitrary arrests and extrajudicial killings in Zambia. Mr. Mianda believes these concerns are exaggerated and misplaced, arguing that the UPND-led government under President Hakainde Hichilema has made significant strides in restoring the rule of law and addressing past human rights abuses. He has highlighted government's commitment to